Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What the hell's going on at UT? Have you talked to anybody over there?
I've talked a little bit. Basically, what it boils down to is it's very strange. And the reason why Cumbie ended up not coming is because Texas wouldn't guarantee him that they were committed to Charlie Strong past next season.
And that's a good reason to stay where you are, because Gary Patterson will be there till he's 90. Get into the Vikings and the end of that game, but what the hell were they thinking trying to run a play there like
okay,
that?
Okay, I said, Teddy Bridgewater just lost in the game. And then everybody's like, dude, no way. That's not his fault. It's not all his fault.
Well, but you know what? At worst, it's 50% his fault.
Yeah.
At worst.
You can't hold the ball that long and, like, triple pump fake and then get stripped. You just can't let that happen in that situation.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. It is hour number three. And you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you miss the first 2 hours, you missed Radio Gold. There's no other way to put it. You're going to have to go to podcastarena.com to hear Jong sing Adele. It was that good. And we also had RJ Bell and Ken Rogers to talk about a 30 for 30. But mostly it was all about drunk Jong singing Adele.
Yeah.
All at podcastarena.com. If you go to podcastarena.com, also make sure you click on the Blitz page and order that handicapping book.
That's
man.
Right.
It's awesome.
Hey, Fred, let me tell you quickly about Pajamagram.
Oh, tell me all about it.
You guys, Christmas right around the corner, and you know you want something for her because you got to get her something. And you want something that is going to make you happy, too. That's where Pajamagram comes in. For her, they've got the world-famous Hoodie Footy. Because it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be warmed up in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. And if that's not your thing, they've also got the Midnight Fantasies. They've got a ton of sexy stuff there as well. So you can get her the combo right now. You can get the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy Midnight Fantasy. You buy both today, and you'll save $60 at pajamagram.com. You don't have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them that AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Thank you, Pajamagram.
All right.
Now we can get back to the sports and stuff.
Well, what do you want to do, sports or stuff?
What are you up for?
I kind of don't want to do sports anymore because we've had so much fun doing the stuff, but we really haven't gone through the NFL or any of that stuff. So I'll let you decide. You guys made the show today with your...
We can do sports.
Well, don't sound so depressed. I mean, if you don't want to do sports, we don't have to.
I'm fine with whatever, Fred.
All right, let's do sports.
Okay.
Well, we need to go through all the NFL games anyway and just against the spread, too. I'm just going to let people know what we're thinking. And Bills Eagles, I know you talked with... RJ, a little bit about that one. I know you like the Bills. I'm kind of with you on that. I know RJ's on the other side.
Yeah, I definitely like the Bills. I don't think Sam Bradford's that good. I just feel like this Bills team is hitting a stride, and I think the
Patriots
Bills are going
gave
to,
them 21 points last week. Gave it.
I think the Bills are going to light up the Eagles, who have not been able to stop the pass at all. So I think it could be ugly.
All right, Steelers plus 2.5 at Bengals, and... I think RJ was all over the Bengals. I don't have an opinion on this game, but I think I'd keep an eye on the number because at 2.5, I'd probably like Cincinnati. Outside of 3, if it were to bump to 3.5, I think I'd like the Steelers. It's one of those kind of lines.
Yeah, I'd probably like the Steelers at 3. I don't know that I don't know there's a number that would make me play the Bengals. It'd be a no play for me unless I was getting more than 3 on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think that's about where I am on it. Falcons plus 8 at the Panthers. Ordinarily, I'd say, you know what, I'll take the Falcons plus 8, but... The Falcons have screwed me so much, I will not play this game, but I like the plus 8 on the Falcons.
Yeah, that number's gone. It's gone up considerably. It's up to 9 in some places, at least on the side I'm looking at here. It's up to 9. It's that buy low, sell high, and I had to do it last night with the Vikings. Well, I didn't like to do it.
Yeah, I didn't want to bet that game, and then right before the last time I checked it, it got to 11.5. I'm like, how do I not take the Vikings here? 11.5 points. And it's not a game I felt good about, but you'll take the cash. It's kind of how I feel with this, but I mean, I have been on about a 5-week losing streak with the Falcons. 49ers plus 2 at Browns. Honestly, I have no interest in this game whatsoever.
Nor do I. Let's move on.
Redskins plus 3.5 at Bears.
Boy.
I'll take the Bears here. I think the Redskins bounced to the moon after Monday night.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was a big win for them.
No, it was a big loss for them.
But yeah, that was. I don't know. I'll take the Redskins.
Okay. Lions minus 3 at Rams. I'm sorry. I don't care about this game either.
I don't care about it, but I. That game went from a pick'em to minus 3. Yeah. I don't get that, so I'll take the points.
All right. Chargers plus 10.5 at the Chiefs. Double-digit division dog.
Only possible way to bet this game is to bet the Chargers.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. Tell you what, though. I do like this one a little bit. Saints plus 4.5 at the Bucs. I know the Saints aren't that good, but the Bucs aren't nearly as good as their record either. I'll take the 4.5 with the Saints. I will be playing this.
I'll take over 50.5. How about that?
I got over 50. I'll take that, too. I like that. Too. All right.
I think Jameis Winston has a day. I don't know.
Oh, he'll have a day, but I think Drew Brees does, too. Yeah. And I think it winds up being 27-24, somewhere in there, or 31-28. And that covers 4.5, so I'll take that. Colts plus 1 at Jacksonville. Hard for me to take Jacksonville as a favorite ever, but... You know, Blake Bortles is playing better football, and the Colts aren't that good. I'll still take the Colts.
I'll still take the Colts as well. I mean, this is something, I mean, for the Jags to be favored over the Colts is, it's surprising.
Insanity.
To me.
Insanity is what it is.
It's not insanity.
No, it makes perfect sense why it is the way it is, but I think the Colts go in there and get that
one.
The
last time the Jags beat the Colts was 2012.
Yeah, well, the Colts just don't lose in division.
No.
It just doesn't happen when they're a decent team. And they're not a good team, but they're a decent team. Tennessee Titans plus 7.5 at the New York Jets. I'll take the under 43, but I don't like the number.
I think I'd take the 7.5.
Yeah, if I had to, but I think the Titans after last week, it's another one where, yeah, they had a nice game. Jets are better than they are.
Yeah.
Ravens at home plus 11.5 versus Seahawks. I got to take the 11.5 here. I have to. I know the Ravens. I know it's Matt Schaub. I know. Well, maybe it's Matt Schaub.
It's Matt Schaub. It's a no play for me. If I were betting it, the only way to bet it, I think, is to bet the Ravens. But I can't, with good conscience, recommend you bet Matt Schaub against that team. The Seahawks are a different team right now than they were.
Yeah, they're playing better.
Four
but
or five
it,
weeks
it,
ago.
It is also it's a second consecutive week of negative body clock. It's a coast-to-coast move. And the Ravens are playing decent football for a 4-8 team. I think the Seahawks win, but that's too many points. I have to take the Ravens. Raiders plus 6.5 at the Broncos. I really want to take the Raiders here.
I have the Raiders plus 7.5 already.
Okay.
That ticket's in.
Outside of 7, yeah, I'm on the Raiders too. 6.5, not so much.
Yeah, I'm less comfortable with it under a touchdown, but that's another buy low, sell high. You know, how good are the Broncos with Osweiler? I mean, we've seen some good, we've seen some bad. I'm not sure. But I think the Raiders, coming off a pretty bad loss, I feel like they're going to bounce back. I think if you can get a touchdown or more, you're good there.
Cowboys plus 6.5 at Green Bay. Inside of a touchdown, I'm Packers, sorry, I am pounding the Packers here. The Cowboys, this is one of those lines that I think before Monday night is probably 9.5. And the Packers, I know, have not been playing well, but I'll take the Packers all day in this.
Packers are, I mean, they're a tough team to bet, too, because they've been... very disappointing.
Yep.
You know, they've not played like the Packers normally play, but I still think they're better off than the Cowboys.
And we'll get to the Patriots Texans in a minute, but Giants and Dolphins on Monday night.
We
all like the Giants. I'm with you on it. So is RJ. I think that's
also, keep in mind that I don't know if I've won a game that I bet the Giants this year.
I know I haven't, but usually if you like a game, and I like a game, and RJ likes a game, you can pretty much go to the bank. So I think we all, for different reasons, like the Giants. I will be playing that, and how much I bet depends on how I do Sunday with some of the games I like. All right. Texans and Patriots we'll do next segment.
Okay.
We haven't really talked about that game at all. Deacon says it's Friday, we're drinking, let's stay off the rails. I'm kind of with you, man. It's like when you get off the rails... I mean, you can go back to them, but then you want to get off again because the rails get a little boring when you're back on them. Sometimes it's fine if you never get off. But we'll do the Texans when we come back, and we'll find some other way to get off the rails.
All right, guys, if you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to know about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. It's part of UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements, and the doctors there have developed a reputation for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to giving the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front. And they've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including orthopedic and musculoskeletal, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedic, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, and pain management. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com, where you'll learn more about the doctors. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715, for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
ESPN 975. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
And on ESPN 975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Pretty much any topic I think is fine at this stage. Non-sports, sports. Can pretty much ask anything, and I think we'll answer it. It's been a fun show so far. All right, we'll get a couple sports things out of the way, and then I think we just get back off the rails and stay there for the rest of the show. But we haven't talked much about Texans and Patriots, and honestly, I think if the Texans defense shows up the way it played during the winning streak, they've got a chance. Not a good chance, say about at best a coin flip if their defense plays that way. I don't anticipate that. I think Bill Belichick, of all people, will find a way to triple-team J.J. Watt the same way that the Bills did. And we were talking about, you know, why would he play if he's not 100%? Caller had a pretty good point on that. And Lamont said something to the effect of, well, it's a national TV game. J.J. Watt's not going to miss a chance.
Needs that pub.
Yeah, yeah. He does like that pub, so he'll be out. I think it's going to affect him. The Patriots' offensive line's got some issues, though, so if they can actually get some pressure on, then they have a chance. But I hate to sound like a broken record, but for the Texans to have a chance to win a football game, it comes down really to one thing. How well does their defense play? Can they stop the run? Can they get pressure on the quarterback? Can they force turnovers? If they do that, they can play with anybody. The games they don't do it, they get beat. Because offensively, they're very average. They're good enough to win games when their defense does that.
I think they're below average offensively.
Yeah, I think I'll go average. I think there's worse offenses. There's a lot of bad offenses in this league right now. But if average to, I would say there's somewhere 15 to 18, so average to slightly below average. But they don't turn
You think you can find 14 offenses
Than
the Texans?
Because teams turn the ball over a hell of a lot more than they do, and that is a huge thing, AJ. People, you know, you want to talk about yards and, oh, look at all his passing yards and, you know, but look at the turnovers. You have to consider those. And that's one thing the Texans have been very good at is protecting the football. And that's important, especially the way that they're trying to play, which is play great defense. And if they can do that, I mean, that's how they have to win. The problem is, I don't think they're going to slow the Patriots down, even without Gronkowski, even without Edelman. Defensively, I think Tom Brady will take advantage of a lot of things they do. You're going to see whoever's playing tight end is going to have a big day, whichever two tight ends they use starting your weekly fantasy, because the Texans don't know how to guard tight ends. But if they can get pressure on Brady and get pressure up the middle, then they can make it a close game. But I'm not, you know, I think you're going to see the same Texans defense you saw last week, and that's not going to be good enough.
I wish we had more time because I would have you list the 14 offenses that are worse than the Texans. I can't imagine you could come up with that many. I think they're in the bottom 10. But I see, mean, you're right. They do protect the ball well.
But I mean, and that's important.
But they don't score points.
But
which is what a lot of teams boils down to.
Well, I mean, scoring points, if you're giving up points, doesn't mean a damn thing. If you're scoring 20 points a game on offense and giving up 14, that's how the Patriots lost to the Eagles. It comes down to what do you do with the football? How many points do you score and what do you do with the football? And I'm telling you, last week, scoring 21 points in Buffalo was good enough to win that game. It should have been good enough to win that game. Offensively, they were good enough. There's not a lot of teams that would have been able to do that. And you know what? They didn't turn the damn ball over until the end when it didn't matter. And I think that's underrated. And I think to just say, well, look at all the yards that Derek Carr puts up and the Raiders put up. Yeah, great. How many times he turned the ball over, they lose when he does that. So, I mean, what they do on offense is conservative, but it's effective for what they are. Let the defense win the game
for
you.
When the defense plays well.
And that's the whole thing. If the defense shows up, you got a chance. And they did for several games in a row. Didn't last week, and I find it unlikely they will do it again this week.
Okay.
Let's
The Texans, at the end of the day, if they're minus one in turnover differential, they don't turn the ball over, they don't give it up very much, but they don't get it very much.
No, and that's been the problem. And it goes back to the beginning of the season. They were minus eight for the first seven games because they did not force a single turnover and they were running every quarterback in the world out there. And during the winning streak, they were plus eight.
Yeah.
And that's kind of – and what happened Sunday, minus one. I'm not really going to count the minus one because that was pointless. But they didn't force any, and that's what they have to do. And they had their chances. Andre Howell has his hands on a ball that's an easy pick six. Kevin Johnson gets his hands on a ball that's probably a pick six. They didn't do it. And that's what they have to do to have a chance to beat a team like the Patriots. And, you know, I think somewhere in between what we saw during the winning streak and what we saw at the beginning of the season is what they are. And that's what we saw last week. And that's not good enough to beat the Patriots. They're going to have to be a lot better than that. Don, your thoughts on Texans v. Patriots?
Hey, guys, sports. Yeah, you know, when O'Brien was first hired, and we all loved the term about how he would – he'd go on with the game plan, but he would change, you know, and make adjustments. So I really think this game's going to come down to, you know, what you're talking about, double and triple team, and how is Romeo going to adjust to that? And I think really this is going to be really a test for Romeo, and I'll let y'all talk about that. Thanks, guys.
I mean, do you really think they're going to triple team J.J. Watt, the Patriots?
Bills did it.
Yeah. But he's got, I mean, the guy's got a broken hand. I mean, how?
I think that's how you stop him. You dare somebody else to get a pass rush.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's worked, right?
I'm curious to see what kind of offense the Patriots come out with. I mean, if they're going to try to run the ball, which that's kind of been the key to beating the Texans, is running the football. And that takes away J.J. Watt more than, you know, double or triple teaming is consistently running the football, not letting him get into pass rush situations. I don't know if the Patriots can do that. I would assume you'll see a heavy dose of LeGarrette Blount. I know it week by week, you never know which Patriots offense is going to show up, which running back is going to get all the carries. This is a week where I expect to see them basically just try to play smash mouth football and run the ball, because that seems to be that's the best way to beat this team.
It is, although I don't know that they have, well, their offensive line is banged up. So was Buffalo's, but they don't have LeSean McCoy. And I think that's one reason why Buffalo was able to be as effective as it was. Although Gillislee came in and had a nice run too. But the Bills are a little better at it. So, I mean, I think that's what they'll try to do. And it comes down to, can the Texans slow it down like they did with the Jets and force them? Now, the problem is, if you force the Patriots to pass, they're probably going to beat you anyway. By the way, Texans 13th in yards, 13th in yards per game. Tied for 22nd in points per game. So, yeah, I'd say that range that I put them in is about right.
Okay.
And that's not even factoring in the turnovers. So, let's try another one. Brandon.
To me, yards is the stupidest stat. Points scored is what matters. You have yards all day, but if you don't score points, yards don't mean anything.
Well, the Falcons are killing it in yards. They can't score in the red zone.
The Falcons suck.
Well, they also started out, 5-0?
Yeah.
But I mean, part of it, too, I mean, the thing is, points per game is a misleading stat, too, because some of that depends on defense flipping the field. Some of that depends on special teams. I mean, all stats are somewhat misleading. They really are.
No doubt.
You have to be taken in context. But for what they asked them to do, I mean, it's average enough. Let's try Brandon real quick. Then we'll go to break, and then we'll take it off the rails again.
Sports guys.
Sports to you.
Go, man.
Sports guys. Sports
yeah, you're on. You. Go. Go, dude.
Hey, I was just noticing that week before last, they were putting Clowney right next to Watt, which was taken away from the double team they were putting on him. And I was wondering why they wouldn't do that again last week, and they didn't do a whole lot of it, because that was kind of setting Clowney free to make, you know, the plays that he should be making anyway. But with putting him right next to Watt, that was opening up, you know, a little space for him to get through. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think we saw it too much last week because, yeah, I think they were trying to do some different things against a mobile quarterback that didn't quite work.
Right.
And, yeah.
They won't have to deal with that this week.
Clowney was the one guy that looked like he was getting semi-consistent pressure. And what I think they tried to do was take him to the other side because there were two and three guys going to Watt, and that gave him one-on-one on the other side. If you put him on the same side, he's going to be running through the same three guys. Didn't work, but I don't know what else you would have done there. David asked how many of those points and yards were for garbage time. Half? Not half. I mean, I think that's overstating it. Early in the season, there were a lot. It hasn't been the case here over the second half of the season. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that get garbage points too, though, and garbage yards. That's why you try to look at a full season. But, yes, I would say early in the year they had an awful lot of garbage yards and points. But, you know, there weren't any garbage points or yards. Well, there was 50 yards at the end of the game. There were garbage points Sunday.
Against the Bills?
Yeah, when it's 30-21. Yeah, whatever. Everything that happened after it's 30-21 is meaningless. But that hasn't happened since the Dolphins game.
They had a ton that game.
They did have a ton that game. Because that game was over at halftime. So technically,
before halftime,
yeah,
bro.
Technically anything that happened there was garbage time. But you can point to that with a lot of teams, too. Maybe not so much, not as much as this team, but I think that supports you enough.
All right.
Well, you got to talk about the UFC a little bit.
Oh, we can do that.
We'll do that when we come back, and then we'll get non-sportsy. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975. Bitch, you just a kiss on the lips, and I was on my knees.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. John, how you feeling in there, buddy?
Coming still buzzed.
Still buzzed?
Yep, coming down a little bit.
Really?
Wow.
Man, we should have put you on that... on that big can. I would love to see what happened with
that.
Yeah. Yeah, you were struggling there a little bit. You seem better now. But all right, how about giving the people a little bit on the fight card tomorrow, and then we'll get off topic again because I have something for you.
Okay, UFC 194 tomorrow night. I mean, by the way, there's fights on tonight as well. There's actually a really good headliner tonight between Frank Edgar and Chad Mendes, so two of the best guys in the world fighting tonight. But the weigh-ins went down today. The fight is on. This is the biggest fight card of the year, I think. And obviously everybody's waited for a long time for Aldo McGregor. You know, this is something that was supposed to happen several months back. Didn't happen. Aldo got hurt. Conor McGregor fought Chad Mendes and won. So now he's the interim champion. So this is to decide who the undisputed champion is. And then Chris Weidman versus Luke Rockhold, I think, is as good of a fight as you'll see. It's just happens to be on the card with the biggest fight of the year. There's not a bad card on the top five. Jacare is on the card. Demian Maia and Gunnar Nelson, who are two of the best grapplers in the world, are fighting. Max Holloway, Jeremy Stevens, two of the best strikers in the UFC, are fighting each other. That's the main card. if you're going to buy a pay-per-view in the next 12 months, this is probably the one. Or if you're going to go out and watch one somewhere, this is the one. Then the undercard has Uriah Faber is headlining the prelims on Fox Sports 1. So it's really going to be a good night of fights. I'm firmly on the camp that Jose Aldo is going to win this fight. I think he is just better than Connor, and Connor has a lot of hype behind him. But I've been watching MMA for a long time, and you don't go 10 years without losing a fight by accident. And Jose Aldo hasn't lost a fight in 10 years. I think that the striking is maybe equal, and everything else is an advantage to Aldo. And then I think I'm going to go with Luke Rockhold against Chris Weidman. I think Luke Rockhold is just a bigger, more physical talent. His striking is ridiculously good, and he trains with guys like Daniel Cormier and Cain Velasquez, who if those guys aren't going to help your wrestling game, I don't know what will. And I think Chris Weidman is sometimes a little bit too flat-footed, and I think it's a good spot for Rockhold.
Yeah, I'm actually buying that card. So
you have to.
Yeah. And
it's going to be too good. Please don't pass up on this, guys. And I'm not just like trying to sell fights. I mean, I'll do an interview every once in a while for those guys, but you know, this is a fight that I'm endorsing because I think it's worth your time.
All right. Well, I'm in. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm actually running a 5K tomorrow night. It's like the only night 5K in Houston, and then I'm going home to watch the fights.
There you go.
It's going to time out perfectly. So, all right, I wanted to share this because for those of you who missed it, John kind of went, before we do that, somebody asked, just got off work, missed it, if you covered it, is there any play on Army-Navy tomorrow? I'm always nervous about playing that game in particular because it's the ultimate rivalry game, but Navy is so much better than Army. That number's so big, but I think Navy's going to house them. I don't know. I might lean over and stay away from the line, but if I were going to play it, I'd take Navy. I just can't give up that many points. I hate doing that.
Joe Army beat Navy.
I know.
There's very little chance that happens.
I know who you're rooting for.
You know who I'm rooting for, but I'm also very realistic. And probably, you know, if I'm going to be a fan of any football team, that's probably who I'll cheer for. But I also am very realistic and know that they have almost no chance of winning that game.
Although, here's one thing to consider.
Give me one thing to consider.
The
make me feel
Navy's head coach is interviewing with BYU this week.
Doesn't matter.
The week of the Army-Navy game. I'm talking against the spread. You're not winning, okay? I hate to break it to you. You got no chance to beat this team. But we're talking about against the spread. And can you really be doing your job to the best of your ability if you're interviewing for another one that week? And I'm talking to you, Kevin Sumlin, because I remember what happened in the COSA championship game.
I don't know. I can't imagine that these guys, these aren't your average college athletes.
No.
You know what I mean? I feel like they've got, this isn't, I feel like they're more mentally stable than your average college athlete.
They better be.
You know, they kind of got their lives together a little bit more. I don't think a coaching change or a potential coaching change.
No, but I'm talking about the coach's preparation, not the players.
Oh, well. That I can't speak to. I mean,
I'm trying to give you some reason why you might cover the spread, okay? I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can
here. Give me a reason why they might win, though. Can you do that?
I can't.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Keenan Reynolds fails to show up.
I still don't think it would happen.
Yeah. No.
But I'll watch and hope. I'll at least watch for a half.
Actually, that Navy team is very, very good.
They're good, man.
And they've got some incredible athletes. That defensive end of theirs is fantastic. I mean,
and you know who's not good?
Army, yeah. Which is too bad. Why is it that Air Force can have good teams and Navy can have good teams?
Because Air Force and Navy have gone to those sort of gimmicky offenses, and I don't know why Army doesn't do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of your only chance.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't get it.
Put in a word. Don't you have some stroke there?
I have zero stroke there. I don't think they care about me at all.
Mm, they should.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you missed John singing Adele, it's stuck in your head forever now, right?
Yeah. In a good way, though.
I don't know what way you would call it. You know who else has that song stuck in his head? And I think we need to find a way to get him John's version because I think it'll change his opinion.
Who?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, really?
Tweeted this out, so I doubt, well, I guess I should do it in Dale Earnhardt Jr. voice. So I downloaded Hello from Adele for a friend.
For a friend, sure.
Accidentally. Listened to it. Now it's stuck in my head.
Okay.
Any help is appreciated.
Quit lying to yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. That's number one. Quit crashing. It's probably number two.
Is he crashing a lot these days?
I don't know. I'm just speculating. Quit listening to Adele unless Jong does it. So, Jong, I think we have a project for you.
Get your version to
we
Dale.
We need to get Jong's version to Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to make it to Dale Earnhardt.
No, not Dale Earnhart. He's dead. Dale Earnhart Jr.
He'll never get it.
Yeah.
Dale Sr.
You can sing it to him as much as you want. He's never going to hear a word.
Not listen at
no.
all.
No. But Dale Jr., I think we need to get him a copy of the song and then get him on the show to critique it.
What are we going to talk to him about?
The song. I don't care about his NASCAR stuff.
Okay. I feel like he probably only does a certain amount of media, and they're probably like guys who take it seriously. And we would just be making jokes.
Yeah, but that's all right. If he's got a sense of humor, he's just like it's just like the listener breakdown. Like 95% of the people get it, so they would be into it. 5% are total trolls and dickweeds, and we don't care about them. So we would find out real fast if Dale Jr. was part of the 95% or the 5%.
Yeah.
And if he's 5%, who cares? We just defended him. We wind up on Deadspin. End of story. If he's 95%, he's going to be talking about. I think that's the best version I've ever heard in my life. That's what would happen.
Okay. It's worth a try.
I just throwing something out here, guys. I just want to do something different.
Okay.
And I think Dale Jr. would love to come on our show. We wouldn't talk NASCAR at all. That's what we'd say. There would be no NASCAR
zero. Talk. We won't talk one bit about racing.
Right.
Okay.
Just be other stuff. I think he'd enjoy that. If he has a sense of humor. If he doesn't, that's not our fault. We tried. What do we have here, Jong?
AJ, you got to tell people how to get brownies. Oh. Really, really good brownies.
Really good brownies.
The kind of brownies that...
There's no pot in brownies.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Although I
asking first, for a friend.
It's from Vermont, and I when I think of Vermont, I think of like, you know... hippies and tree huggers, and I thought maybe there'd be something like that, but no.
You know what? I never think of Vermont, so I couldn't really.
Oh, it's good beer in Vermont.
I don't think that's one of the few states in this country. I don't think I've ever been to Vermont.
Okay, well,
Vermont and Rhode Island. I think that's it.
You're out on those two.
No, I've never been to those two.
Okay, but you've been to New Hampshire.
I have been to New Hampshire.
So you went to New Hampshire and skipped over Vermont. How's that happen?
It's a long story.
Okay,
I've never been to Alaska either. I want to go to Alaska.
This Christmas, give the people on your list the gift of holiday happiness. Rich chocolatey brownies from Vermont Brownie Company. And I can vouch for this. I tried these the other night, and they are fantastic. They sent me a box. I hope they send me more boxes. They've got a bunch of decadent flavors, like the dark chocolate with a touch of sea salt, buttery maple toffee, which was my favorite, and walnut chunk. They're all ridiculously good. I love them. My wife loved them. Everybody's going to love them because it's delicious. So delicious, in fact, it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your loved ones with some of the best brownies they'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients, pure bliss in every bite. And because you're a loyal listener to us, I'm going to help you save some dough when you order them. Order and use the code 3838. You'll save 10% off your order. That's code 3838. Your gift comes specially packaged with a free personalized gift card. I don't know what you're waiting for. There's nothing else I can tell you. It's a sweet gift under $20. Use code 3838 at checkout at VermontBrownie.com. That's VermontBrownie.com. Code 3838, and you'll save 10%. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Hurry the offer in soon. That's VermontBrownie.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Babbitt has made Ray J mad. His dad said he looked like a cat, and they went his pads he went to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
J.J. Fab. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, this is what happens when your producer's drinking. They just weird things like that.
No. Let me explain.
I thought I heard a word there that we're not supposed to have on air, by the way.
It's fab, like fabulous. But
no, that's not the word I meant.
No. It's censored. But so
you say
the,
so.
The music that
trust the drunk guy that it's censored.
No, well, so the music that I come back with, I use on Spotify, and I share Spotify with somebody. And if you know how Spotify works, you can only play it on one device, and it got triggered on another device while I was playing the rejoin music, and it stopped.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. ESPN 97.5 brings back the Christmas sports stocking beginning Monday, December 14th. We'll give away one stocking each day that is filled with prizes. We've got Pier 61 Seafood, Deep South Barrels, and Stars Sports Bar and Grill just for starters. Keep them or use them to complete your shopping list. Listen to The Blitz for your chance to win. And somebody says, I saw Dale Jr. and his crew at a strip bar in North Carolina. I was there for business, and I think he'd be in the 95%. I trust
sure
most of our
listeners.
Sure,
you were there for business.
Yeah. Hey, man. It technically, it's business if you're paying a young lady to dance for you.
That's
you're
true.
Doing business with her. So, yeah, he was there for business. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week. Barry Warner was telling me, you know, she's telling me to keep away from her, which, okay. But then he said, when I look at Carrie, I look at her in her eyes. And I was like, all right, well, I'll see you later, Barry and Carrie.
Aaron, what were you laughing at? I was laughing at something completely different. I was laughing at our guest snafu.
I don't know if I'm allowed to be laughing at it because it is for a sponsor, but AJ's word choice of the way the wood tastes really makes a difference, or you're enjoying the way the wood tastes.
My goodness, what a child you are.
It's Santa Claus.
Okay.
He's Santa.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He and I go way back.
Really?
Yeah.
So
all the way to my childhood Christmases.
That's right.
Okay. Now it's starting to get a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. That's starting to sound very creepy to me.
Okay, well, Santa Claus will be here.
Okay.
And he's not Chip Jackson.
And he's not creepy.
And yeah, he's not creepy.
Okay.
He's awesome. So bring the kids
so
or
you don't trust
take
your,
a selfie with Santa or however you decide to celebrate the holidays with Santa.
Santa loves chicks. He loves young chicks.
See, now I think you just made it awkward, AJ.
When Donald Trump came out and said his thing about Muslims, that got quite the backlash.
I wonder why.
You don't think he had a good point? You know what? We're heel out of here. I'm just asking.
Jeez. Oh, jeez, Fred.
I just spilled coffee all over the place and I'm not even drinking.
You're the one person that didn't drink. So Fred spilled coffee all over the table and made it over to AJ. Aaron is coming in to help clean up the mess.
Aaron always saves the day.
And we'll go to an early break here.
Okay, let's do that so Fred can clean this mess up. Good Lord.
All right,
Jeremy says you don't think the stress in office would have killed Ron or McCain, even if it did. The problem with McCain was...
Yeah, it would have been Palin.
It would have been Sarah Palin, and I couldn't have allowed that.
No, that was what scared all of us.
And I said, wow, this guy could be really good, but he's also very likely to die in the next 4 years.
Well, you know what? If you're worried about that, the best thing to do is donate your car, because you're not going to need it
That's
anyway.
It's not going to help me at all. I want you to belt this out, Jong, from the inside.
Hello from the other side.
How many times did you call?
Must have called a thousand
That's
times.
Right. What were you going to tell me?
To tell you I'm sorry.
For what?
For everything I've done. I call you never. Seems to be home.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
So can I just say that Adele...
John didn't like hearing it back.
But if you're really sobering up now, yeah. Adele, if you're calling me after 10 years trying to apologize when I'm... with somebody skinnier, just stop. Stop writing songs like that, please. All right, that's going to wrap it up.
Yeah, that was a lot worse hearing back.
Go back and listen to it tomorrow when you're really sober. It was still great. Jong Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. You know what? I get an A just for staying the hell out of your way today. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. We'll be back here on Monday.
By the way, full panic. 3:24 to go in the first quarter. The Warriors are losing to the Celtics 18-15.
Ah, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.